Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. More than 1 in 4 Americans, 28%, have savings below $1,000. You and us, we're not going to be one of them. In this video, we're going to break down why the traditional path of going to school, getting a degree, and getting a job is a financial trap.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
We noticed because we went from a $2,000 bank account to acquiring over $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio in just a few short years. If you want to stay poor, do the opposite of what we're about to tell you. Number one, going to college will make you poor. For decades, society has pushed the narrative that a college degree is essential for a stable, high-paying job. However, this is no longer the case.
Yeah, in fact, research from Burning Glass Institute and Strata Education Foundation reveals that 52% of graduates are underemployed within 1 year of graduation, meaning that they're working jobs that don't require a degree. Furthermore, data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York indicates that nearly half of college graduates are underemployed 10 years after graduation.
The reality? Degrees has become so common that they no longer guarantee a competitive edge in the job market.
But you may be saying, Pom, Nan, we need college degrees in order to become that critical thinker, that enlightened soul, keep them earning those high income, right? To this, Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha himself, would be saying, not so fast.
Buffett, aka R. Buffy, believes that the rising cost of education is unjustifiable. He argues that the success of college graduates is often due to the pre-existing capabilities rather than the education itself. Essentially, college has become gatekeepers of talents rather than creators of it, inflating their prices while offering diminishing returns.
To this point, college isn't just expensive, it's a financial gamble. Many students graduated with tens of thousands of dollars in debt. According to the Education Data Initiative, the average cost of a bachelor's degree at a private institution is nearly $37,000 per year. This brings the total cost of a four-year degree to approximately $148,000. On top of this, the average student debt at graduation is around $30,000. With the median starting salary for recent college graduates approximately being around $55,000 per year, it can take years, if not decades, to pay off these loans.
When comparing salary to loan debt burden, consider this. If a graduate allocates 10% of their gross income to loan repayment, it would take about 10 years to pay off $30,000 in student loans, not accounting for interest.
This extended repayment period can delay other financial goals, such as buying a house, buying a business, saving for retirement, or investing in general.
So, what is the alternative? If school isn't the answer you're looking for, what would be the way of the richest?
Number two, buying existing businesses, not starting them from scratch.
So, if your college degree isn't a golden ticket to a yacht in the Bahamas, what is? Want to enjoy a golden vault like Scrooge McDuck?
Well, consider swapping the graduation cap for a business plan. In 2024, becoming an entrepreneur is easier than ever. The barrier to entry is practically non-existing. Think about it. Instead of draining your bank account for college education, why not invest that money into launching your own business? We did just that, and trust us, our fancy degrees have been more decoration than a key to success.
We cut our teeth in the fashion industry and spun into a multi-million dollar venture. And when we jump into multifamily apartment investing, guess what? No degree is required. Nobody cares about our diplomas. Our past investors care about our result. Our last three multifamily apartments sold for $45.2 million with an average ownership period of just 25 months.
So why is this a smarter move for you? Well, think about it. Buying an existing profitable business stacks the odds of success in your favor. Here's why this approach works wonders, especially in the world of multifamily apartment investing. But guys, feel free to apply this logic to any type of business that fits the bill.
Because not all businesses are created equal. For us, we look to buy businesses that meet these four key criteria.
The first one is utilizing OPM, other people's money.
This is our golden rule. OPM means bringing in investor as silent partners, not more cooks in the kitchen. This strategy not only boosts your capital base, but also spreads out the risk.
For example, when we buy large-scale multifamily apartments, each limited partner, passive investors, might chip in $100K. Sure, that's a hefty chunk of change, but it's a drop in the bucket when you consider that we raised over $38 million for our last multifamily property purchase. By pooling resources together, everyone's risk is minimized while the potential profit soars.
The second criterion is buying profits.
So what does this mean? One of the biggest challenges for new businesses is building the customer base from the ground up. However, buying a profitable business means that you inherit that existing clientele who already values what the business offers.
This means you start with an audience that generates immediate revenue, saving you the time, effort, gamble, and the expense of customer acquisition.
For example, when we buy multifamily apartments, we buy them with at least 90% occupancy. We avoid the risk of having to fill 300 plus units with families from day one. So this ensures a smooth takeover and a stable operation right from the start.
The third criterion is existing infrastructure.
Buying a business with an established infrastructure is like getting a head start in a marathon. There's already a team, tools, service, and processes in place. For us, this means acquiring multifamily properties with a solid property management team already on board. They know the property and the tenants far better than we could as new ownership. Whatever possible, we keep the existing team because they're integral to the property success.
For instance, we once acquired a property that had an excellent maintenance team in place, which means no downtime in service quality during the transition. This kind of continuity is crucial in maintaining tenant satisfaction and operational efficiency.
The fourth criterion is getting consistent cash flow.
Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business. Unlike tech startups that have venture capital firms pouring in millions of dollars or even hundreds of millions of dollars before the business see a penny of profit, that's not the reality for most of us.
If the business is in the green from day one, you'll have the runway to grow. However, if it was running in the red from day one, your runway will be significantly reduced to the size of your capital reserve. Not ideal.
A business that is cash flowing from day one allows you to focus your energy on growth and expansion instead of constantly chasing the next customer just to stay afloat. For instance, our acquisition of a well-established multifamily apartment property with a history of strong rental income allowed us to immediately reinvest profits into property upgrades and tenants' amenities, thereby enhancing the property's value and appeal.
Now, you may be wondering, why would anyone sell profitable businesses? What a great question. There's a myriad of reasons. Life changes, like moving to care for family, retirement, or simply wanting to cash out and start anew. For example, we purchased a thriving multifamily apartment complex from an owner who held it for 19 years and just wanted to move on to buy a bigger property. So he offloaded this property to our delight.
And this brings us to our next gem of wisdom. Nawal Ravikant once said, trade money for time, not time for money. You're going to run out of time first.
Number three, make money so that it can make babies. Once your business is stabilized, it's time to turn your profit into a lasting legacy. This means flipping the cash flow switch to full blast, ideally with streams that don't rely on your constant hustle.
As Andrew Carnegie famously noted, 90% of millionaires become so through owning real estate, whether it's single-family rentals, Airbnb ventures, or storage units. Find what clicks. But our favorite, multifamily apartments.
When we're in the wealth-growing mode, we aim for investments that don't need our time, energy, or endless board meetings. We seek opportunities with forced appreciation, hefty tax benefits, and scalability.
Getting clear on our investment thesis was a game changer. That's why we put together the top 5 little known markets to invest in now, so you can ditch the guesswork and start investing smartly. Everything is about location, location, location.
So there you go. Hope at this point you see that a college degree is more a financial trap than a gateway to success. So if you want to master one of the criteria we just spoke about, tune into this episode to learn how to get so rich using other people's money.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.